thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Psalm 8, verse 6, "You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet." How can you know God wants you to succeed in life? Three reasons. Number one, because He created you. In Genesis, He said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." The words image and likeness are important. Think about it. We sometimes tell a child, "You're the image of your mother or father. You're just like her or him." Because you are God's supreme creation, He poured into you His mind, His power, His wisdom, and everything else you need to succeed. Once you grasp the truth of that and begin to act on it, your outlook will be transformed. You will start thinking like a no-limit person. Number two, because you have worth. Actress Ethel Waters, who used to sing at the Billy Graham Crusade, said, "I am somebody because God don't make no junk." As the crowning achievement of God's creation, you are the object of His attention and affection. The psalmist wrote, "How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them." And number three, because everything God made was for you. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet. Does that mean God will simply drop success into your lap? No. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it." That's Genesis 1:28. God has given you His authority and creative ability to succeed in whatever He calls you to do. So instead of thinking like a victim, start thinking like a victor. From Vision's Word for Today, God wants you to succeed, part 3.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.